I think when we get the vintage fence up, which would be the same kind of guy that James found out, it's going to be an outstanding place to come to, because it'll have something you can see and touch. And now, when you and I went into, how much was done at that point?
They had just excavated the pathways.
Hadn't laid any brick or anything?
No, no, just the foundation.
Well, they bricked the two edges of the pathway are mortared brick, so they're solid. Everything in between is brick laid on sand.
Yeah.
But every 5 feet, there's going to be a granite slab with an inscription on it telling something that happened on a particular date. They'll simply lift the brick out of that, slip this brick that thick of, pretty thick as a brick, but 2.5 inches thick granite down in the place of that, throw sand in the cracks, and she'll be... That'll be finished. And then the fence is the last thing. That's going to set it off. But we've had neighbors tell me there's been about 3 times as many people as normal that are already coming there because we got a parking lot.
Big difference.
Yeah. They say, oh, well, they didn't know whether they could come over on that land or not. You know, whether they didn't want to do anything illegal, so they just kept moving. But now that it's clear that there's parking there, people coming and looking around, still not seeing what they can see, I think, in about a month or so.
What do you think's next, the future for Paul Green?
Probably the visitor center, which is going to be behind the tree line. Not behind over here, not that.
Right.
Won't go that way. And that will be a much larger building. People will be out of the weather, come in, could... We got a wedding coming up in about 2 weeks, but the people have to have a reception someplace else. If the weather gets real bad, it's going to wash out a wedding or whatever was going on outdoors. But if wedding had to be moved outside because it's a wedding December the 29th, it could have been snow on the ground. And we had a building, we could have moved inside of that, but you can't move much of that
right now.
That what I've had to say to brides and grooms, be sure you got a backup plan in case the weather gets messed up. I can tell you some places nearby that you can, like Cousin Woods, you can have your reception there if you want to. But I think the next major thing is going to be this visitor center, the big visitor center.
Which will interpret Samuel Davies and religious liberty.
Oh, yeah. Everything's going to be focused on that struggle. No, we make it, the facility may be open for some other stuff. There's a professor of a rhetoric. Has that time to it?
It's strictly a matter of as long as you wish to continue.
We've had a lady professor, Jan Swearingen, who was in the Department of English at Texas A&M. It's really taken a lot of interest in us. And she's been to the site. She's now on our advisory board. She's getting a 5 or 6 months semi-sabbatical or something, starting in May, I think. She's going to be here, available to us. We'll give lectures for us. She's going to be giving some lectures at Williamsburg anyway, because she's an annual that she's invited to. But she's traced through the study of rhetoric what words people use to convey thoughts. Just traces direct connection between Davies' preaching and Patrick Henry. See, Patrick Henry is a major part of the story.
Yeah.
I think maybe I said that.
No.
More than
you
want.
Talk about it yet.
Well, Patrick went there as a boy. Patrick's mother was a dissenter. All this is alluded to in the book here. Patrick's mother was a dissenter, as was her dad. Patrick's mother was married twice. Her first husband died, leaving her with one a young boy about 6 years old. She later married Patrick's father, John Henry, whose brother, Patrick, was a parish priest at an old church down here in Hanover County.